just going to listen in here. As long as you don't, you know, bring up the Bears and then ask what happened to the Patriots, we'll be fine.
Okay. I'll be sure not to talk about that. Yeah.
I know, especially because I'm in Wisconsin right now, so we've got a pretty big rivalry going.
It is.
Yeah. All right, well, I only have you for 20 minutes, so let me start my stopwatch right now and let's jump right into it. So, Peter, I am helping to conduct a series of interviews with professionals like you in order to better understand your online information search needs. And your responses will help inform the creation of a new searchable database on usdairy.com. And this tool will provide easy access to hundreds of technical insights and research-related resources like white papers or fact sheets or research summaries, and your feedback is really going to be instrumental in helping us shape what this tool is and how it works and what it looks like. So if you have a question or need further explanation or would like a couple examples, just stop me and let me know.
Okay.
All right, and I have my stopwatch going, so our discussion will take no more than 15 to 20 minutes. I know that you're very busy, and we certainly appreciate you taking some time to speak with us this morning.
Okay.
All right. So, first, let's talk about your online search experiences in general. And I'm wondering if you have any examples of something that you really like to search on, you really like the way it works. It could be for personal reasons or professional reasons.
In other words, when I have an idea, where do I go to look, or what do I have set up where I have updates on an ongoing basis? Which one do you want to talk about?
Kind of the first one, but we're thinking of, if you have a couple sites in mind that you really like the way they search, and it could be like Google or Amazon or eBay or even Netflix was an example we've had, or it could be like PubMed or Agricola or something more in the professional realm.
Well, typically I'll start with Google Scholar.
Okay. Why is that your starting point?
It's probably the one I'm most familiar with.
Okay. Anything that you
tends to bring articles that you know I'm looking for. I don't know how thorough it is, to be honest with you. And most of the time, I'm going to do it the other way, where I have search engines set up and work with a company called NERAC or Science Direct or Wiley. Where they will give certain searches for me, and then I'll go on and purchase the articles from there.
All right.
Other than the daily Greg Miller email blast that I get on articles recent times. So he's a search engine all on his own.
All right, excellent. On the flip side of that, what are some of your frustrations when you're searching online?
I really don't know if I've covered everything, so, you know, that's kind of an unknown answer. Second, oftentimes you can't get a good PDF from the search engine that would really give you a good idea if you wanted to purchase it. I mean, it'll just be an abstract, and sometimes the abstract is not thorough enough to really decide if you want to spend the $30 to $60 on the article.
All right, great. Can you think of any sites off the top of your head that are just really frustrating to search on?
Not really.
Okay. Okay. Now let's look at dairy industry information sources specifically. You mentioned...
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were asking about dairy and industry information. If that was all in general, you know, I'd start with Google.
Okay. excuse me. So, is there anything aside from Science Direct or NERAC or Wiley that you would go to most frequently to search for dairy industry information? Or does that pretty much cover it?
I'll go to the Innovate with Dairy site.
Okay. And when you're going to those sites, what type of information are you looking for? Is it published scientific papers, communications tools, packaged insights?
Typically, if I'm on a search mode, I'll look for ingredients in particular or finished product characteristics that might be out there or technologies that might have been looked at that we might want to investigate. If I'm going to the dairy innovation site, you know, then some of the white papers that have been recently published have been absolutely excellent, and that would give a much more thorough review and deeper dive of some of the areas. You know, the one on reduction in sodium would come to mind. The one on lactose intolerance would come to mind. The most recent one on sustainability would come to mind.
Excellent. And what? How would you use that information, the ingredients or the product characteristics or the white papers?
Well, I'd use it as background information as we're starting a developmental approach on a particular product, let's say, if it's a new product that we're working on. And that would be the basis for some of the thought process that would go into a project charter that we would put together before we got started.
Okay, excellent, excellent. And how interested are you in accessing the latest news in the dairy industries and research specifically?
Pretty darn interested, and I guess I forgot to mention, you know, the IDFA site as well and the IDF site as well.
Okay, so you already have a place that you go to get that information?
Well, I mean, these are the places that I go to. It's kind of like, you know, if we were to just talk about Facebook versus MySpace, everybody went to MySpace a couple years ago, and now people don't even know about it.
Right.
It's all about Facebook. So, you know, if there were one site that clearly was head and shoulders above the rest of them, you know, that's where you'd start.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so thinking about your use of dairy industry information, let's talk about the types of content and the formats that you find most useful. And I have a big, long list of ways that we can share content with you. You let me know if this, if each one of them would be useful sometimes, or not useful to you.
Okay.
Okay, research summaries.
Useful.
All right. Abstracts.
Useful.
Technical bulletins.
Useful.
Presentations.
Useful sometimes, depending on you know, how detailed they really are.
Okay. Peer-reviewed scientific papers.
Useful.
White papers, I know you said was useful. Communications materials such as key messages.
Meaning more marketing-based type things?
Mm-hmm, like brochures, fact sheets, anything in that realm.
So of a technical nature?
They could be on a technical nature, yes.
Sometimes.
Okay. Trade publication articles.
Sometimes.
And newsletters.
Sometimes.
Okay. So you had the most excitement around research summaries, abstracts, technical bulletins, and peer-reviewed scientific papers and white papers.
Yes.
If I made you pick just one way that we could communicate content with you, out of those four, which one would you prefer?
So my choices are white papers, peer-reviewed articles, and the other two are what?
Technical bulletins and research summaries and abstracts.
I would say of those areas, I probably have gotten the most benefit out of the technical bulletins.
Okay, and why were those most beneficial to you?
Okay, well, you forced me to pick one, so mm-hmm. I had probably the most amount of technical information in it, and then it would be synthesized, generally speaking, the ones that I'm recalling, I'm trying to remember what the name of one that, you know, I've looked at multiple different times on, you know, extended shelf life technologies for fluid dairy products or something. There's some mm-hmm. bulletin about that. And that synthesizes information. relatively succinct format of maybe 8 pages as opposed to these white papers, which tend to be, you know, 50 or 60 page PowerPoint type things. Although they've been, they weren't PowerPoint, they were Word documents or something of that nature. They were helpful, but it was more synthesized in the technical bulletin.
Okay. And so can you give me an example of how you have used a technical bulletin in the last year?
Well, again, I can't give you specific, you know, that wouldn't be competitive information type thing, but we would be entering a new particular area, let's say, and we needed more technical expertise in it and needed to, you know, update certain team members on what the lay of the land was. So that was a good place to start, and then they would take it and run from there with regards to some of the specifics of what the business opportunity was. So generally speaking, it's used early in the developmental process to educate a wide variety of team members and as a base material for their knowledge.
Okay, excellent. That's exactly what I was looking for. Now let's talk about social media a little bit. Do you use social media for professional purposes at all?
Do you consider LinkedIn social media?
Yes. LinkedIn and blogs we consider as social media.
Okay. So the answer is yes.
Okay. Can you tell me more specifically how you use it for professional purposes?
For general communication, not necessarily, technical sharing of information. More on contacts, opportunities, things of that nature, but not necessarily project-related activities.
Okay, so you would never turn to a social media avenue to research more information that you're looking for, would you?
I have not done that in the past. If that was the way to go, then I'd certainly consider it, but, you know, I kind of consider social media a little bit more public, and obviously when you work for industry, things tend to be pretty private.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. My last few questions are about, they're specific to Dairy Management Inc. sites. And can you tell me if you've ever visited usdairy.com?
Yes.
Okay. Innovatewithdairy.com?
Yes.
And nationaldairycouncil.org?
Yes.
How often would you say that you visited usdairy.com?
I would say the Innovate with Dairy is the primary purpose. The other one was just here and there. The Innovate with Dairy is the one I would go to more.
Okay, and would you go to Innovate with Dairy on a daily basis, a weekly basis, a monthly basis?
Somewhere between a weekly and a monthly, depending upon the need.
Okay. And for what purposes would you go to usdairy.com?
Probably I would go because I got some link to it, that there was some material there. I don't go to it on a routine or frequent basis.
Okay. And innovatewithdairy.com, why would you go to that site?
Well, I'd go there if there was a link, but certainly if I, again, going back to I needed, let's just say a supplier of milk protein concentrate or something like that, you know, that's a great place to start. Or if I needed to see what some of the, if I recall, I'm picking up technical bulletins out of there, or if I needed some other type of general information in the dairy world, that's where I'd go.
Okay, and nationaldairycouncil.org. Why would you?
And basically, if there was a linkage there.
Okay. And on Innovate with Dairy, is there any specific function or area on that site that you find the most useful?
You know, I don't have it in front of me, and I don't quite remember exactly how it's organized, but certainly the areas that would look at it the most would be ingredients.
Okay.
And, you know, if there were either particular suppliers of that particular ingredient or prototypes, application bulletins that would be put together, or technical bulletins, you know, whatever it is. I know I've used the search feature in there to find things that maybe it's not apparent to me right away, but, you know, would help me find where I need to go.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And now my last question is an easy one. Do you have any additional comments or thoughts that you'd like to share with us?
Well, from the white papers, I thought that was a really excellent progress that has happened, and I think the areas that have been chosen have been very topical. I think that is been positive. I think the continued growth and reshaping of DMI research has been in a positive direction as well. And I think if there was an overall site that would meet a lot of these needs, I would fully use that if it brought a lot of functionality to it.
Excellent.
And finally, the only other thing I think is Packers by 7.
I totally agree with you, Peter.
Must be on mute.
I was on mute.
Good. All right. Well, Peter, thank you so much for taking the time with us this morning to share your feedback. You have provided some great answers and some great insights for us, and it's we just so appreciate your taking the time. We know you're busy, and if you think of anything else you'd like to share, I think my email address is in the meeting invite for this call, so please feel free to shoot me an email or give me a call.
Okay, Ashley.
All right. Thanks again.
Peter, yep, take care.
Go Packers!
If you hang up, Ashley, will I lose? Probably will, right?
Right.
Can I just call you back for 2 seconds?
Do you have a number, Bill?
No, I don't, Peter.
Okay, it's 617.
617.
887.
Yep.
8528.
Let me call you back for just 2 seconds. I have a real specific question for you. Thanks.
Okay.
All right, thanks, guys.